podcast, Midweek. The Midweek Muscle Podcast starts now.
Hey, good people. Happy Wednesday. This is Jay-Z bringing you your dose of the Midweek Muscle. As you heard it, good people, happy birthday, Midweek Muscle. Happy birthday, happy birthday. So, y'all, you know what this makes us? This makes us season 8 years old. Like, our baby is in first or second grade now, and they're learning, it's ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, some simple math, reading sight words, taking time tests and everything, learning how to play on the playground. Can you believe we've been rocking for this long? I mean, it just blows my mind. So, hey, listen, you know that I like to get to the big idea for the day. But before we do that, we've got some
for the culture trivia.
And we are getting ready for some for the culture trivia. So get your answers and your brains locked in 3, 2, 1. What is a book filled with maps and charts with vertical and horizontal lines? Is it a dictionary, an atlas, or an encyclopedia? Name the third planet from the sun. The Roman numeral X stands for what number? How many days are in a leap year? And what is the name of a baby kangaroo? Lock your answers in now. Wow, how'd you do? Okay, let's go ahead and go through these so that way we can get for our content for the day. What is a book filled with maps and charts with vertical and horizontal lines? Is it a dictionary, an atlas, or an encyclopedia? It is an atlas. Some of y'all may have had to think, like, what's in an encyclopedia? Yeah, you probably, if you're born after like 2000, you might be like, what is that? Who else had an Encyclopedia Britannica like book set at their home? I had the kid version and the adult version. That's wild. Before the internet, folks, we had Encyclopedia Britannicas. Yeah. Anyways, what is the third planet from the sun? If you named Earth, us, you'd be correct. The Roman numeral X stands for the number 10. I hope you said 10. And this affects us this year. There's a whole bunch of four-year-olds that are now like 23 or there's a whole bunch of like 60-year-olds that just made like 23 or something like that. But how many days are in a leap year? 366. It throws every day that came after the leap year day is thrown off by a day. You're welcome. So if you had a Saturday birthday, it's now a Sunday. Sorry. That's like, oh man. You're right. Every 4 years you get jacked. And what is the name of a baby kangaroo? A Joey. That's right. Like my name, my nickname, but like with an E at the end. Yep. So I hope you did well. Pretty simple, pretty easy. We have this birthday celebration coming up. So let's get to it, shall we? How'd that go, good people? I hope that was something that you could really just have some fun with and get us ready for this new season. So if you were rocking with me last week and or the week before, you know that I've been toying around with the idea of putting the podcast to rest. But before we put it to rest, I thought, hey, let's take one more crack at it in a different sort of like way, right? Let's figure out how to allow Jay-Z, me, to get focused on some different projects that are emerging and to still keep the positive perspective alive through different things. Now, I feel like this has been resonating and weighing on my heart since season 6, and that was 2 years ago now. So this year is definitely one of those years where, you know, I have declared and I have said it out loud that this year is going to be the best year yet. And all of a sudden, you know, life happens is when life is what happens when you make other plans. And so, you know, long story short, I've been toying around with the idea of putting the podcast to bed. And you guys know that you've been rocking with me for a little bit, sunsetting it. And in the midst of doing so, I thought, hey, all right, there's still a lot of amazing content to give. And, you know, we've just got to figure out a way to live and let live. And life has taken some different shifts for me as a result of focusing on health and some other things that have come up for me. But even as for you good people, like, how might you want to receive doses of perspective? So I've been toying around with the idea of something called small doses. And the whole idea of small doses and micro doses is that, hey, if we can give you a little something, something every single week in a different medium. So maybe that's, you know, social media or little video clips of me just doing something silly or weird, just to make you laugh, just to brighten your day, just a simple phrase, or not going into depth of thought and thought processes and all of that, then maybe, just maybe, that could add some additional levity to the podcast and what we're offering here. If more traction is generated as a result of that, then guess what happens? We pick it back up every single week, but there's plenty of content for you or anyone who you send this way. So if you're new here, welcome. There's plenty of content to source out and is here just for you. So if you're joining us for the first time, welcome. This podcast was created for peaceful and positive perspective, not only to help you get over the things that can have a tendency to hold you back and hold you up, but also to just add a little bit of a dose to help boost you through your week. And so again, we're here in the middle of the week as the midweek muscle to help push you through in a way that helps you walk a little bit lighter. So with that being said, you know, good people, I'd like to take our first go at, you know, small doses in the coming week. So this is our first week that we will have an episode, you know, the Wednesday coming through to celebrate our birthday. I may even go next Wednesday just until we get the feel. And then we will not meet back here for another 3 weeks. However, you can find me on socials doing something with video or maybe posting more content or maybe getting generated in that way. And good people, I'm starting to feel better and starting to have a little more mental clarity. So that's definitely helping me out here. So it's not like just all of a sudden things just shifted. It's like I'm feeling better. And I think that helps when you're trying to do better. And let that be a message for you. So what do I have for you this week? No, that was a mouthful. I have for you this week that comparison is the thief of joy. And I repeat, comparison is the thief of joy. Inherently, we generally want to experience joy. You know, we're hardwired to want to experience that. Our brain sends signals of dopamine and other neurochemicals and neurotransmitters to help us feel joy. And when we do, it sends off receptors in our brain to say, hey, I want more of that. Stimulates us. And stimulation is something that, you know, it benefits us in more ways than one. However, it's not long-lived. And that is the challenge. Whenever things are not long-lived, it's like, all right, well, what am I doing? How am I doing? Et cetera, et cetera. And I just want to say this, good people, no matter where you are, what your circumstances are, you're almost always likely to come across someone who is always doing, achieving, or going after it better. And I put that in air quotes, better. Now, why do I look at it that way? Because it can be easy to take a look at your situation and to look at theirs and try to compare them, because that's what we do in our brains. That's what we do. That's how we like make sense of the world. That's how we put it in a box. What I tell you, comparison will have you thinking that you are not. Comparison will have you feeling like you don't have. And comparison will have you thinking, like, what is wrong with fill in the blank? And really, that comparison can be there to help motivate you to do better or differently. However, that comparison can send you in a downward spiral of you're not achieving the best or the fullest of what you can. And the reason why we say it's a thief of joy is because it is hard to bask in the things that you've done or the accomplishments that you have when you are too busy looking somewhere else. If you look within and you look in your immediate surroundings, there's plenty to be grateful for. It can be difficult to experience that joy or gratitude when you're going through something. That's why we always say, make sure you take care of self before you can impart to others. Because if you are in a space of lack, it may be hard to give to others. However, when you compare, let's say you're full and not lacking in any one of the basic or foundational needs, and you're full and you're feeling satisfactory or contentment or contempt of what you've done or how you're moving through life, and you look up and see someone doing better than you, it can instantly thwart you and rob you of that state of well-being. And so, good people, as you are thinking about where you are and what you're doing, just know that if you had the capacity to do bigger and better and could go farther, you would have already done that by now. So celebrate what you have done, because I can almost guarantee you that is bigger, better, and farther than the places where you thought you could even go in the first place. And so again, as I embark on 8 seasons, there, trust me, good people, there have been plenty of people who have sat back and looked like, why is my stuff not as good as theirs? What am I doing wrong? Where am I going? But one thing I have to sit back and acknowledge is that, man, 7 years of weekly content, excuse my language, but that ain't no hoe. That is, whether it was good that week or meh, or bad, it took ingenuity. It took grit. It took patience. It took fortitude. It took all of those things to be able to clip, paste, produce, write out, think out, map out, etc. And so when I think about comparison, it can be easy to compare my few classrooms full of people listening every single week and say, well, why is it not thousands? And again, if I stayed focused on those who I'm not captivating, I could miss the ones that are right here. And I don't want to miss you right here. So again, think about that, good people, as you're navigating through your week. Might there be something you're trying to compare to for motivation, or compare to for for lack of a better word, comparing just for the sake of comparing to see where you're stacking up? And if it's making you feel, or if it's throwing you off focus, and just remember this, you may have to set it down and know that you've done well and you're doing well, and learning and living is all a part of the process. And as you are growing in a particular space, you will continue to do better if you're committed to it. If not, then, you know, it's just comparison for the sake of comparison. And so I leave you with that this week, people. I'm not going to stay too long. One, I have travel ahead of me and I'm getting down to the wire. Two, by the time you hear this, I will have already been in travel, and you'll probably see that through socials. Three, let's just get to the celebrating. Drop some love. Send a chat. Send something that is shared, how the Midweek Muscle has helped you and or helped someone around you. I'd love to read those. Read them out loud. Just do some follow-ups and or, you know, just show some love. It's our birthday. We're making plans and tips and tricks to get to it. And I can't wait to meet you back here in this space. Good people, this season is going to be an interesting one, but I can't wait to see what we come up with small doses. I love you, and I thank you for everything that you aim to give to me, and let's rock it out to some Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday. Don't you just love that? It just, you can't help but to bop your head. All right, y'all, love you. Be safe. Have fun. And as always, let's make it a great week. And almost for certainly, as always, let's go. Could not have a David Wood.